Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
In a couple of minutes we will pass Dublin Castle. The castle was built in the 13th century at a place where there was a black pool, and the name for this in the Gaelic language was Dublin. This is how the city of Dublin got its name. Since the 13th century, the castle has been a military base, a prison, courts of law, and government offices.
Daniel, look to your left. You can see the castle there.
Wow, it's huge.
Today, Dublin Castle is used for the inauguration of the Irish presidents and for important state events. Even the European Council met here in 2004.
Would you like to visit the castle? I've been there several times and know it quite well, so we don't need to go on a guided tour.
I'm not really into old castles. Let's finish the bus tour first.
That's the idea of a hop-on, hop-off tour. You can stop wherever you want and finish it later.
And now on your right-hand side, you can see St. Patrick's Cathedral, founded in 1191. It is the largest church in Ireland and one of Dublin's two cathedrals.
I can't see the cathedral. Is it on this side?
No, it's a bit further up the street. We're stuck in a traffic jam. Would you like to visit the cathedral?
Well, it might be good to get off and walk around a bit. Look, there are a lot of people walking down the street, waving blue scarves. Is there a football match on today?
Oh, I forgot about that. It's the final in the hurling championship today. That's why there's a traffic jam. Perhaps we should stay on the bus. You don't really want to go out there with your black and orange jacket, do you?
Why not? What's wrong with my jacket?
It's the colours of the Kilkenny team, Dublin's rivals in the final today.
And what is hurling? Is it a kind of Irish football?
No. It's a traditional Gaelic sport, a combination of lots of sports. A bit of hockey, with some elements of rugby and football. It's a very fast physical game, and it's an Irish national sport.
Well, there should be something in the guide about it then. Let's have a look. Perhaps here. Dubliners explain their hometown. Let's try that.
Yes, that's it. Now, press on the link to Conor O'Brien. He's a famous Irish hurling player. Yes, what does it say? Let's listen to what there is to hear about it.
Now listen to part one again.
In a couple of minutes, we will pass Dublin Castle. The castle was built in the 13th century at a place where there was a black pool, and the name for this in the Gaelic language was Dublin. This is how the city of Dublin got its name. Since the 13th century, the castle has been a military base, a prison, courts of law, and government offices.
Daniel, look to your left. You can see the castle there.
Wow, it's huge.
Today, Dublin Castle is used for the inauguration of the Irish presidents and for important state events. Even the European Council met here in 2004.
Would you like to visit the castle? I've been there several times and know it quite well, so we don't need to go on a guided tour.
I'm not really into old castles. Let's finish the bus tour first.
That's the idea of a hop-on, hop-off tour. You can stop wherever you want and finish it later.
And now on your right-hand side, you can see St. Patrick's Cathedral, founded in 1191. It is the largest church in Ireland and one of Dublin's two cathedrals.
I can't see the cathedral. Is it on this side?
No, it's a bit further up the street. We're stuck in a traffic jam. Would you like to visit the cathedral?
Well, it might be good to get off and walk around a bit. Look, there are a lot of people walking down the street, waving blue scarves. Is there a football match on today?
Oh, I forgot about that. It's the final in the hurling championship today. That's why there's a traffic jam. Perhaps we should stay on the bus. You don't really want to go out there with your black and orange jacket, do you?
Why not? What's wrong with my jacket?
It's the colours of the Kilkenny team, Dublin's rivals, and the final today.
And what is hurling? Is it a kind of Irish football?
No. It's a traditional Gaelic sport, a combination of lots of sports. A bit of hockey, with some elements of rugby and football. It's a very fast physical game, and it's an Irish national sport.
Well, there should be something in the guide about it then. Let's have a look. Perhaps here. Dubliners explain their hometown. Let's try that.
Yes, that's it. Now, press on the link to Conor O'Brien. He's a famous Irish hurling player. Yes, what does it say? Let's listen to what there is to hear about it.
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two.
Yes, that's it. Dubliner Conor O'Brien explains the tradition of the Irish sport of hurling.
Okay, let's listen to what Conor says.
Hurling is a very old game and one of the national sports of Ireland. It is not played outside Ireland, although there are sports in Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, which are rather like it. According to the legend, many centuries ago, hurling matches were a way to end disagreements, sometimes between families, and sometimes complete villages fought against each other. There are references to hurling all through Irish history, and since the end of the 19th century, it has been a national sport. It is believed to be the oldest team sport in the world. Hurling is played between two teams of 15 players. The game is played with a hurley, a stick like a hockey stick, but with a flat end which is a bit bigger than your hand, and a ball which is about the size of a tennis ball, but much harder. Players can use the hurley to hit the ball on the ground or in the air. They can catch the ball with their hand, but are not allowed to run with it for more than 4 steps, unless they carry or balance the ball on the stick. They get points by hitting the ball into the bottom part of the H-shaped goal, or between the two posts of the top part. The field can be up to 145 meters long and 90 meters wide. Hurling is a truly amateur sport, and it is played in most counties of Ireland. There is a national league competition held between February and May, in which 34 teams compete against each other in 6 divisions. Between May and September, the best players represent their counties in the All-Ireland Senior Championship, the main event on the hurling calendar. The highlight of the year is the Irish Championship final at the beginning of September, a day almost as important as St. Patrick's Day. Without a doubt, it is one of the most skillful sports played today. Players need to be fit, brave, strong and fast, and they must have excellent hand-eye coordination. It is the fastest game played on grass. If you have a chance to see a match, don't miss it whatever you do. It's first-hand experience of Irish life, and I'm sure you will really enjoy it.
Now listen to part 2 again.
Yes, that's it. Dubliner Conor O'Brien explains the tradition of the Irish sport of hurling.
Okay, let's listen to what Conor says.
Hurling is a very old game, and one of the national sports of Ireland. It is not played outside Ireland, although there are sports in Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man, which are rather like it. According to the legend, many centuries ago, hurling matches were a way to end disagreements, sometimes between families, and sometimes complete villages fought against each other. There are references to hurling all through Irish history, and since the end of the 19th century, it has been a national sport. It is believed to be the oldest team sport in the world. Hurling is played between two teams of 15 players. The game is played with a hurley, a stick like a hockey stick, but with a flat end which is a bit bigger than your hand, and a ball which is about the size of a tennis ball, but much harder. Players can use the hurley to hit the ball on the ground or in the air. They can catch the ball with their hand, but are not allowed to run with it for more than 4 steps, unless they carry or balance the ball on the stick. They get points by hitting the ball into the bottom part of the H-shaped goal, or between the two posts of the top part. The field can be up to 145 meters long and 90 meters wide. Hurling is a truly amateur sport, and it is played in most counties of Ireland. There is a national league competition held between February and May, in which 34 teams compete against each other in 6 divisions. Between May and September, the best players represent their counties in the All-Ireland Senior Championship, the main event on the hurling calendar. The highlight of the year is the Irish Championship final at the beginning of September, a day almost as important as St. Patrick's Day. Without a doubt, it is one of the most skillful sports played today. Players need to be fit, brave, strong and fast, and they must have excellent hand-eye coordination. It is the fastest game played on grass. If you have a chance to see a match, don't miss it whatever you do. It's first-hand experience of Irish life, and I'm sure you will really enjoy it.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
That was a very interesting day. Thanks, Ian. There are a lot of things to see in Dublin, and the hop-on, hop-off bus tour was a good idea.
Well, as long as you don't get stuck in a traffic jam. We would have seen a lot more if it hadn't been for the hurling championship.
My boyfriend Sean said he was going to the game today.
Is he a hurling fan?
More than a fan. He plays for the Wexford County team.
He must be quite a good player then.
He certainly is. He has been playing since he was a child and he plays every weekend in the county league.
And is it true that even the top players are all amateurs?
Yes, that's right.
So they don't earn any money at all and they all have normal everyday jobs?
Well, Sean has a regular job in a bank and he trains twice a week or sometimes even more before the really important games.
Oh, yes. When I first met him, he was wearing a smart banker's suit and tie. I couldn't imagine him as a tough hurling player.
He can run very fast and he's a good shot. He was the top scorer in the championship last season. Why don't you come along to the next match? I could get free tickets.
Can you? Yes, I'd like to see a game. And see Sean play, of course.
Probably he won't play in the next match. He was injured last week.
Really? What happened?
He crashed into another player and damaged his left shoulder. The team doctor says he can't play for a while.
Do players often get hurt?
No, not often in comparison to football or other sports like ice hockey or rugby. Hurling is a tough game, of course, but unfair behaviour and bad language are not allowed. But it happens, obviously.
I'd still like to see a game, whether he's playing or not.
Okay, I'll ask Sean to get us some tickets. Would you like to come too, Ian?
Of course. I won't miss that. I'm really looking forward to seeing Sean playing on the...
Now listen to part three again.
That was a very interesting day. Thanks, Ian. There are a lot of things to see in Dublin, and the hop-on, hop-off bus tour was a good idea.
Well, as long as you don't get stuck in a traffic jam. We would have seen a lot more if it hadn't been for the hurling championship.
My boyfriend Sean said he was going to the game today.
Is he a hurling fan?
More than a fan. He plays for the Wexford County team.
He must be quite a good player then.
He certainly is. He has been playing since he was a child and he plays every weekend in the county league.
And is it true that even the top players are all amateurs?
Yes, that's right.
So they don't earn any money at all, and they all have normal everyday jobs?
Well, Sean has a regular job in a bank, and he trains twice a week, or sometimes even more, before the really important games.
Oh, yes. When I first met him, he was wearing a smart banker's suit and tie. I couldn't imagine him as a tough hurling player.
He can run very fast, and he's a good shot. He was the top scorer in the championship last season. Why don't you come along to the next match? I could get free tickets.
Can you? Yes, I'd like to see a game. And see Sean play, of course.
Probably he won't play in the next match. He was injured last week.
Really? What happened?
He crashed into another player and damaged his left shoulder. The team doctor says he can't play for a while.
Do players often get hurt?
No, not often in comparison to football or other sports like ice hockey or rugby. Hurling is a tough game, of course, but unfair behaviour and bad language are not allowed. But it happens, obviously.
I'd still like to see a game, whether he's playing or not.
Okay, I'll ask Sean to get us some tickets. Would you like to come too, Ian?
Of course. I won't miss that. I'm really looking forward to seeing Sean playing on the...
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.